You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Bill Doors. He is the editor of the music blog Hissing Lawns. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Emily.
Also with us is Mahogany Bowers, the founder of Blessings in a Book Bag. Hi, Mahogany.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good. And there's a great deal going on this weekend, including one of the big institutions in town is celebrating an anniversary.
Yes, the Jepson Center is actually turning 10 on March the 12th from 1 to 4 p.m. Happy birthday to the Jepson. The celebration begins with learning about the architecture and the construction of the landmark museum. Now, you can meet local architects and take a time to appreciate the beauty of everything that they have to offer here for the city of Savannah. And I mean, the fact that they're turning 10 is amazing. So I'm quite sure they'll probably have cake too.
I would certainly hope they'd have birthday cake. And of course, this is a huge weekend, Bill, for music in Savannah. It's the Stopover Festival.
Yeah, it's the sixth annual Savannah Stopover. 100 bands playing in 3 days, all in a fairly tightly clustered group of venues in the northwest corner of downtown. You know, if you're kind of an older person like me, middle-aged, it can be really hard to kind of keep up with new music. And Stopover just presents an amazing opportunity to just discover some new bands and to go out and hear some new music. You know, and Tom Cartmell, a friend of mine who's also a contributor at Hissing Lawns, he very recently in a survival guide captured kind of the dichotomy of how you can approach Stopover.
Because it's kind of overwhelming.
It's sort of overwhelming. It's 100 bands in 3 days and a whole bunch of venues. And, you know, and you can have a very strict schedule and stick to it. And that can be great, or you could literally just buy a day pass or buy a weekend pass or buy a 3 day pass and just wander from venue to venue and discover whatever you can. I'll just talk about a few of the highlights.
Please.
The opening night event is headlined by Rah Rah Riot. That's on Thursday, March 10th, and that'll be over at the North Garden and the Ships of the Sea Museum, which is one of the venues that'll be used throughout. After that, there's music all over town. That Thursday night lineup is just stellar. Some of the late night acts include Shilpa Ray, an Indian-American kind of bluesy rock performer, T. Hardy Morris from Athens, who I think is one of the best Southern rock performers out there right now. Power Bottom, this queer punk duo, is making their first trip to Savannah. Blitz and Trapper plays over at the Ships of the Sea on Friday, but probably the Friday highlight for me, Capsula, this Argentinian band now based in Spain, is literally named, their name is Capsula. They're named after the capsule of David Bowie.
Leave the capsule if you dare.
Right. And they have been doing Bowie songs and Bowie tributes for years. And they are going to do the full album of The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. They're going to do the whole thing at 11 o'clock on Friday night at Trinity United Methodist Church. And that's just going to be awesome. And then Saturday is just more of the same. The music starts early at the Gray, the High Divers from Charleston. It's just going to be a weekend filled with just great music, great venues, great people. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. And of course, while we're focusing on Stopover, we can't ignore that Savannah's big high holiday, if you will, of St. Patrick's Day is coming up next week. And the fun, though, starts this weekend, Mahogany.
Yes, it's actually called St. Practice Day for St. Patrick's Day.
Get your liver in gear.
I know, right? Courtesy of McDonough's Lounge on Saturday from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. What they're going to do is give everyone a chance to build up their tolerance. And you usually when you do St. Patrick's Day, you kind of conk out in the middle of the afternoon and then you have to take a nap and go back at it. But, you know, in Savannah, we want to make sure to give you every opportunity to take full advantage of being green, okay? So what McDonough's has done is on Saturday from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m., they're going to have a packet pickup and a day of events for registration at McDonough's Lounge. And a portion of the proceeds actually will benefit the Savannah Irish Committee. And they're asking that you wear green, of course. So go out there, sign up, go to different bars, check them out, drink some of this great beer that we have in the city of Savannah, and just enjoy the experience of St. Patrick's Day all in one.
And speaking of green, there's also some, I assume many of them will be green, creepy crawly things on Sunday.
Yes, they actually have the Reptile Day of Savannah, where they're going to be selling and expoing exotic reptiles. And this is your chance to not only get out and see some of those reptiles, but also you'll get a chance to purchase some. So this is definitely a family event. Grab everyone, get them in the car.
Can see the kids getting into that one.
Exactly. And let's check out some creepy crawlies.
Well, Mahogany Bowers, the founder of Blessings in a Book Bag, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Bill Doors, who's a columnist for Do Savannah and the Savannah Morning News. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.